This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's go to Rich Mulholland. He's on the line. It's reality check time. It's a Monday morning. That's what we do. Is he on Skype or on the phone? Skype. Hey, Rich. How are you, sir?
Sup, nutbags.
Oh. You sound terrific this morning. What's news?
Not too much. Been a nice chilled weekend. Good times.
Did you watch a lot of football?
I absolutely did not.
Oh.
I could think of, it's like punishment for shoplifting for me.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's like ice hockey played in slow motion by people who have glorified rolling around on the floor holding their legs. So,
all right, okay. I'll just stop that line of questioning.
But what
right
about
there.
The hairstyles and the tattoos, Rich?
I think they're gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. I think they're beautiful. I mean, I love watching them walk down the street. I just don't enjoy the sport.
All right.
I just don't get the sport, as I said. It's just not my thing.
All right.
They got to kick into the net.
So what's on your mind today, Rich?
Well, so it's about a video put on the internet. And I realize getting upset about videos people put on the internet is a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But a family friend recently put a video online. And it's called Sex and Consent in Movies. And it talks about the way how we are creating the wrong environment for how women will be treated based on how we display sex and things in movies and how it's making it basically worse for women and how Hollywood is glorifying the mistreating of women and how it needs to end.
Mm-hmm.
And
or less like Me Too, but now in a video form so that people who didn't know about Me Too can find out about it.
For sure, okay. With specifically targeting Hollywood. And I guess this is the bit that I want to chat about.
Mm-hmm.
And the family friend said, and the subject line was, a subject I feel very strongly about. Hollywood is a reason. There are a lot of fucked up people out there thinking all of this is okay. So Hollywood is the reason.
Right.
And the video starts and it shows clips from things like Revenge of the Nerds and Porky's and Grease. And I'm thinking, hold on a second. We're going back 20 years, 30, 40 years even in some cases to show these examples. We're cherry-picking examples like that scene in Greece, you know, tell me more, did she
yes.
put up a fight? And this is men glorify. Oh, terrible. Now, I think what we need to just stop and realize one thing before we cast blame on Hollywood, that without a doubt, and I understand that I'm not saying that it's perfect. I'm not saying it's even good. Mm-hmm. But without a doubt, it's actually the best time to be alive for people. I remember actually you did a talk on this a while ago. But we live in the best time to be alive.
Yeah.
For women as well, rape statistics are going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the way women are being treated across the board is better. And I actually think that instead of blaming Hollywood for this, we probably need to actually realize that they have a positive role to play, because in fact people are quite rational. So if they do see behavior that they don't like in a movie or in a film, maybe they decide that that's the catalyst for changing things.
Mm.
I think that we need to understand that we have come so far, but we're still trying to blame everybody for everything that's happening going forward, and I think it has to stop. I mean, I don't know if you remember when we were kids, those terrible American sitcoms that at the end of every single episode of Three's Company or Full House, there was a 5-minute moral lesson
about being
a better person. Yeah.
I used to stop watching at that point and I'd go to the kitchen
when the soft piano would come on.
Yeah, and you'd have your favorite character suddenly come out of character and like teach you a life lesson. I hate that stuff.
It was like Uncle Joey from Full House. He would always be that guy and he'd do that smiling thing. Well, DJ, you know, only by loving your sisters. But luckily, thank goodness, they did give you that soft piano. That was the cue. They were letting you know, guys, if you want to make a cup of tea, leave the kids here so they can be morally better, and
this
off
is,
you go.
This is the part of the show where we fill in for your shitty parents who didn't teach you this stuff.
Which was exactly the point I wanted to bring in. That's where we come in as parents. That's our job. This is simply a further case of role model laziness.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we can't cleanse the world from our children, right? We can't. I mean, if you don't want to show an episode of the she got upset with Revenge of the Nerds because the nerdy guy in revenge to the hot cheerleader, they tricked her into thinking that he was a jock or something. And now they're all upset about this because this is promoting this terrible rape culture on women. But actually, It's our job as parents to turn around and say, that shit's not okay. Right? We can't not show people things.
Right.
We actually, if we want our kids to grow up better, we have to show them good and bad. And then our job as people sitting next to them say, hey, kids, you understand this is not okay, right? Dad, of course I understand it's not okay. Like, it's, but we have to have those conversations. But we're continuing to separate ourselves and this role model laziness to expect that it's everybody else's job to bring our kids up right.
Yep.
And that's bullshit. Right? It's nobody else's job, actually. Not even your school teachers. It's your school teacher's job to teach your children English, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's your job to make sure your kids are brought up okay. So if you see something, if you're sitting watching a movie and it's an inappropriate behavior with your kids, you've got two choices. You can quickly turn it off, never show it to them so that they don't have a perspective on it. Or you can sit down, you can watch it, and that night at dinner, you can turn around and say, hey, guys, I want to talk a little bit about what we just saw in this film. What do you guys think about that? And even if it wasn't, say, but Dad, it was a comedy, it was just a bit of a comic relief, say, cool, as long as you understand that. As long as you understand that for the sake of this, it was one thing, but on the flip side, you need to know that it's not right behavior. That's our job. And I guess I know you just talk about the kind of anti Parents Day week, but I think if you're going to be celebrating Father's Day and fathers, we actually need to start acting like it and take some responsibility for the shag we had.
And let's also just be very clear about something, is that people generally need to take more responsibility for themselves. All I hear on the internet from a certain quarter of people is that everything around them is the fault of everybody else. Like, I'm terribly sorry, but, you know, you're a decision-making organism. You're already better off than all the other creatures that are alive on the planet.
Exactly.
No matter how miserable you think your circumstances are, maybe your parents didn't love you, maybe you were made by mistake, and maybe you did grow up without any resources. Guess what? You still have the ability to craft your own future, which is more than we could say for every other creature in the kingdom Animalia. So either you get off your victim mentality right now and start making it happen, or you stop complaining, because I'm not interested in listening anymore.
I could not agree more. I 100% think that we have the best opportunities, the best chances, and all we have to do is take some degree of control. And all of that control, the number one way that control starts is when you stop blaming other people. That's it.
Right.
If you are still finding yourself blaming other people, you have not yet decided to take control of your life. Yeah, you are saying that I'm happy to live in the system, not outside of it.
Thank you very much, Rich Mulholland. Always good to check in with you on the reality check. Yeah, have a good week.
You too, dude.
All right, there we go. Some wisdom. Rich Mulholland can be found on Twitter, on Facebook, and everywhere else where everybody is. He's also a terrific speaker, and if you've ever seen him, you'll know what I'm talking about. In person, he's even more impressive than he is here.
This is CliffCentral.com.